next, time for a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
That's an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
So you just had a feel-good story where, you know, probably the video of this kid standing on this monorail track was across your feed 100 times. This is probably the opposite of that, but also probably seen on your feed 100 different times. It's our setting the bar story. Guy named Peter, and if you can manage to make it through the day without getting caught on camera snatching a hat from a kid, then you're doing okay.
I mean, this was savage. And then, I mean, the quote, I wouldn't even call it an apology, an explanation really is what was circulating after that. But now apparently that wasn't real.
Yeah. So Peter, he is the star of our story. He's the CEO of some Polish paving stone company, and they're at the U.S. Open. Now, the U.S. Open in and of itself was wild, just between the tennis players who were playing, jawing with one another, and the excitement there. But then in the stands, this guy, one of the tennis players comes over and, you know, he's
signing
like,
things.
Yeah, he's like signing things. And so there is a kid who's maybe about 10 years old, who is there right front and center, and he's talking to this, this tennis player, and Peter, the CEO, is standing next to him. And so this tennis player takes off his hat and is handing it to the kid.
The kid, yes. And he's still signing. He's not even really looking at the kid. He just kind of does it almost as an aside, like, here you go, kid. But then the CEO swoops in and grabs it.
Yeah, he snatches it right out in front of the kid. And the kid...
And the kid's like, hello?
Well, yeah, he says, hello. But then he starts, you know, kind of... He shifts gears and he goes back to trying to get something from the tennis player. The kid probably didn't think it was such a huge deal, was just like... upset at the time, but man, that video went out on the internet and people were just like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, you don't snatch things like that. It's like catching a foul ball at a baseball game. You give it to the kid nearby.
Right, or you don't rip it out of the hands of the kid who is running over to grab it.
Exactly.
Yeah, so this guy,
it was not a good look.
To allude to the statement that you said he made, where it was more just an explanation, not really an apology. I guess that wasn't necessarily real. And so he did put out a thing that just said, hey, you know, I've made a grave mistake. And he acknowledged that he hurt the boy and disappointed the fans and denied making those earlier statements that you were suggesting.
Because it was like, you know, he should have been faster.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, it was like,
and I was like,
you
really?
Snooze, you lose, kid.
That's what he's saying.
I know, right?
Wow.
Yeah, and so then he's, you know, this CEO is saying that he's going to increase his support for youth initiatives to rebuild trust and all that. And I guess the player, who is also a Polish player, Kamil, the tennis player, he heard about all this, and so he connected with this kid and he gave him a replacement hat and a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah. Pictures. Yeah. 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 Made it right.
So he made it right. But yeah, I mean, when you turn into an international villain overnight.
Yes.
I mean,
you know, you're going to, like, he had to know what he did in the moment.
Yeah.
Like,
yes,
I have a hard time thinking he didn't understand.
Because he grabs the hat and then he stuffs it in, like, his wife's bag or something.
Yep. Immediately turns around, just kind of like ignores the kid, like, oh, no one's going to see, no one knows.
And then,
no one's gonna see what I just did.
The Coldplay concert CEO is like, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
not a great time for
to be
CEOs in
yeah.
general, because now
right.
you guys are all just the villains.
Oh, shoot.
Because
so, yeah.
of these guys.
Yeah, we'll tweet it out. You can see the story if you haven't seen it. But like I said, the video is just wicked.
Well, and the screenshot of that moment, the kid's face says it all.
He's like, oh!
He's like, oh!
That was mine!
Yes.
That was mine!
It was like, he's basically saying with his face, are you kidding me?
Yep. So there you go. That's your setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without becoming the international villain and snatching a hat right from the clutches of a kid,
yeah,
then you're doing okay.
Wow.
Yep. Betcha said at the bar story.